Would you sell your dog for $200,000?
So it's one of those like moral questions, or like you think it's what if questions.
I guess. Look, I'm a I love animals. I love
my dogs.
Yeah, you
got lots of them.
I do. We have three dogs. We've had three dogs. I've always had dogs in my life. We have cats now, which this is I've always had cats in my life, not by choice, but apparently now we've got cats. So we got two cats, we got three dogs, we got a fish.
Oh my goodness.
We've got the kids. It's a zoo at my house. And somebody said on TikTok, would you sell your dog for $200,000? Just no other details. Just would you, if someone said, here's $200,000, give me your dog, would you do it?
Yep.
Now, you don't have a dog.
I don't.
You've had dogs in your life.
I have.
Yeah. And of all the dogs you've had in your life, you probably had, you know, relationships with them in some way, some capacity, growing up with dogs, family dogs, whatever. Was there ever a time that you can think of where you would never, ever even consider selling your dog for $200,000?
Maybe,
of all the dogs you've had in your life.
Maybe as a teenager living at home where I don't need like $200,000 or like.
Did you just say you don't need $200,000? There was a point in your life when you didn't need $200,000?
I'm saying my.
I don't think there's ever been a point in my life when I don't need $200,000. But okay, so you're saying if you were a teenager, you wouldn't.
My priorities, I think, as a teenager is like, oh, I want my dog. I love my dog, and I have a home, and I'm set. But now, as an adult with a kid, now living in a I would love to buy a house, and so $200,000 would be would help us out a little bit on that. So my priorities have shifted, and sorry, dog.
Yeah.
At home.
But you should have seen the responses on this. The responses were out of control. Like, people were like, I would never sell a member of my family.
Never sell a member of my family.
They're a member of my family. The dog's a member of the family. I'm not selling a member of them. I get that. I understand that.
Yes.
I've wept for every dog that I've lost along the way.
Yeah.
Dogs bring so much love and joy into your life. Your pets bring so much love and joy into your life. And when you lose them, especially if you've had them for a long time, you feel real loss, real heartbreak. I get it. I get it, man. I totally get it. But as a father of four children, real human children, let me just say this.
That need to go to
I would calls. Sell any dog any day that was in my house, anytime. $200,000. You kidding me right now? $200,000 for my dog? Now,
Hold on.
Yeah. There would have to be a stipulation, though. I would have to be able to know that they were going to a good family.
Right.
You know, that would love them and care for them properly. I wouldn't just sell them to some psycho on the street. But yeah, $200,000, I'm sorry. I mean, my human children are more important than my furry children, if you will, my furry family. My human family is more important. Every day, not even a question about it. These questions come up from time to time, and it's very, very interesting how some people put them ahead of their actual children. Put them right on the same level as their actual children. Yeah.
Everyone has different priorities.
They do.
You think you should be judged for either answer,
I'm not judging. I'm just telling you the way it is. I mean, some people put them on the same level as actual humans. Others, prioritize. Like, look, if push comes to shove, I'm saving or selling my fur family over my actual real human family. Uh-huh. That's just not even a question.
I could use that money to really help my family.
Absolutely.
So thank you, dog, for helping me get that money to support my family.
Yeah, and if you don't have a dog, I mean, apply it to things like your cat. Which I don't even know about the cat thing, because we got some crazy cat people and they may actually take serious offense to even that question.
I think this question could be applied to any pet that you have emotional attachment to.
Can it? I don't know. Maybe a flipping snake in your daughter's room. Would you sell your snake for $200,000?
Yep. Sorry.
Sold,
I love you, but.
Sold.